The Adventures of Fuzzy and Squeak, Episode 1, The Lost Toy. Characters. Fuzzy, a friendly, fluffy yellow bear with a big heart and an even bigger appetite. Squeak, a tiny, energetic blue mouse with a knack for getting into trouble. Professor Puffle, a wise old owl who lives in the treehouse and loves to share his knowledge. Narrator, a warm and inviting voice that guides the audience through the story. Setting. A colorful, whimsical forest with a charming treehouse nestled amongst the branches. Scene 1. Open on a bright sunny day in the forest. Fuzzy and Squeak are playing hide and seek. Narrator, Fuzzy and Squeak were the best of friends. They loved to play together, explore the forest, and have lots of fun. Squeak squeals with delight as he hides behind a giant mushroom. Fuzzy, calling out, "Squeak, where are you? I can't see you." Fuzzy walks around, looking for Squeak. He bumps into a tree and accidentally knocks over a basket of toys. Fuzzy, "Oh no. I'm so sorry." The toys scatter across the ground. Squeak pops out from behind the mushroom, startled. "Squeak, Fuzzy. What happened?" "Fuzzy, I accidentally knocked over your basket." Squeak, looking around, "Oh dear. My favorite toy, the bouncy ball, is missing." Fuzzy, "Don't worry, Squeak. We'll find it together." Fuzzy and Squeak start searching for the bouncy ball. Scene 2. Fuzzy and Squeak are looking under leaves and behind trees. Squeak, disappointed, "I can't find it anywhere." Fuzzy, "Don't give up, Squeak. We just need to look harder." They come across Professor Puffle sitting on a branch, reading a book. Fuzzy, "Professor Puffle, have you seen a bouncy ball?" Professor Puffle, looking up from his book, "A bouncy ball? I believe I saw something bouncing around near the waterfall earlier." "Squeak, the waterfall? That's where we need to go." Fuzzy and Squeak run towards the waterfall. Scene 3. They reach the waterfall and see the bouncy ball bouncing in the water. "Squeak, there it is." Fuzzy tries to reach the ball, but it's too far away. "Fuzzy, I can't reach it." "Squeak, I have an idea." Squeak runs to a nearby log and uses it to jump onto a rock closer to the waterfall. Squeak, calling out, "Fuzzy, I can get it." Squeak carefully reaches for the bouncy ball and retrieves it. Scene 4. Fuzzy and Squeak are back in the treehouse, playing with the bouncy ball. "Squeak, thanks for helping me find my bouncy ball, Fuzzy." "Fuzzy, you're welcome, Squeak. I'm glad we found it." They bounce the ball back and forth, laughing and enjoying their friendship. Narrator, Fuzzy and Squeak learn that even when things go wrong, they can always count on each other to help and have fun along the way. The episode ends with Fuzzy and Squeak hugging each other. End of episode. This is just a basic outline. You can add more details, characters, and adventures to create a full-fledged episode. Remember to keep it fun, engaging, and educational for young viewers.